Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's KJ Carson on WEEI. WEEI.
So the last 10 seconds on the clock, it is ticking down, and now all thoughts for both of these teams will shift to game two on Wednesday night. Can the Bruins take a commanding, what would be, 2-0 lead in this series on the road, winning the first two in Florida? Or will the Panthers respond from what was a 5-1 lopsided come-from-behind win? The Panthers scored the game's first goal. What a response by Boston to now lead this best of seven, 1-0.
I got my hands rubbing like that meme because this is amazing to me. Bruins, 48 hours off of probably its most emotional win in the last couple of years. You wondered, would they be tired when they got to Florida? You even heard some people talk about, oh, you know, Florida and floor. Oh, be careful. KJ, thank you so much for hanging out. Talking Bruins, 5-1 victory over Florida in Sunrise. A shock to many, but not to some, and I'll get to that shortly. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. So in the first period, I'm watching and I'm like, okay, the Bruins are awake. That was my biggest worry. Nico, was that not your worry? Like, oh my gosh, man, if the Bruins come out tired, then here come the excuses, and if that was the case. And they just came out with that gumption that you said, okay, I think they recognize the importance of momentum from that Game 7 win over Toronto in overtime to where they are tonight.
Definitely, KJ. They came out, they were ready to play. I was concerned that if they were sleepwalking like they were games 5 and 6 against Toronto, that they would get their doors blown off. But I expected them to come out. Swayman looked locked in from the beginning. He had another massive night for them.
So the other part I would say would be the continuing attendance of David Pastrnak. Like in that first period, he's there. He's making runs. He's getting great shots off. The Bruins, if you remember just a few games ago, were getting like one shot in the first period. The next game, it was two shots in the first period. I know they had at least seven in the first period. So after one period, you felt like, okay, these guys are awake and they're alert, and let's just see how things start to happen. Then you get to the second period, and then here comes the boogeyman, Matthew Tkachuk. Here it is.
That feature ends it back and home across the basketball. A turn. Back off a takeaway. Here's Tkachuk.
So McAvoy has the turnover mistake, right? And you're like, okay, it's on the road. Maybe the legs are starting to catch up with them. You know, that was just kind of a bonehead play by McAvoy in the zone, leaving Tkachuk with an easy one-on-one against Swayman. And you can't blame Swayman for that. He'd been stopping everything else in the world. But the Bruins have discovered something in the playoffs that – while Toronto was scary as it was enough, they did this in the Toronto series, and about a minute later, they did this.
Right back to Dugan. He gets it deep. Bobrovsky waits for it. The same side of the left. A turnover.
Those damn turnovers.
Score! The answer from Geeky! And the Bruins are tied at one.
How big was that goal for Morgan Geeky? Literally a replay of what Charlie McAvoy just done a minute before with a mistake in the end. And then just, you know, shout out to Zaka for getting into the pads of the goalie for Florida, getting the bounce off of the pad and giving Geeky a clear shot. So now it's 1-1 and you feel comfortable in the chest and you're saying, okay, this is something that can, they're now back into this. The worst cannot happen. And then it just continued to get better. Oh, man, this might have been the shot of the playoffs. Here it is for Mason Lauré.
Control back. Wotherspoon plays it down. Lauré shoots. Score!
How come we're not calling him Lauré? He's from Louisiana. Laura, Lauré. It's Lauré. Short side goal. Amazing. Gets it right in the perfect spot. Bruins up 2-1. We're still in the second period. And then, of course, the underlying story today is that Brendan Carlo becomes a father today, takes a flight, gets to Florida about 2 hours before the puck drops. I mean, he's not even really dressed. He's just kind of like, oh, he just got off a plane. And this happens.
Coyle follows up. Coyle has it. Finds the trailer. Shot scored! Carlo, the new dad! What a 24 hours it's been for Brendan Carlo! He gives the Bruins the 3-1 lead.
Somebody get Carlo the puck. Pasternak's going over to grab it for him now. What a shot from Carlo.
Yeah, here's you felt the energy shifting. We kind of joked about that in the last series with Toronto. The energy needed to shift. Now you're clearly feeling like, okay, not only is this team not tired, not only are they alert, but you're almost feeling like, hey, this is the team that only finished, watch this, 1 point behind Florida to end up with the 2 seed.
Back the other way. Brazo moves in. Brazo with
the backhand. Ah, it keeps going, yes.
A 3-goal Boston lead.
Oh, it was over then, for the most part. Oh, yeah, it was over at that point. Look, the conversation was, oh, man, Florida's the team to beat. And I would say this. Think about where these two teams were last year. Florida was able to squeak their way in and make an amazing run and got to the Stanley Cup. Okay, cool. This year, they were supposed to be everything. Last year, the Bruins were everything, damn near record-breaking everything, and fell apart. This year, it's still a really good team. So there's a part of me that says, you know what? Why do people think that the Bruins are such an underdog in this series when this team has been solid for the last 3 years? 617-779-7937, text line 37937, KJ Late Night, WEEI. Bruins win 5-1 over the Panthers. We'll hear from Jim Montgomery and from some of the other players postgame here shortly. But can I just go ahead and do it? Let's go ahead and play the empty netter.
Montour in deep. It's all the way back around. Verhaeghe waiting for it again. Fires one towards the net. That was blocked. Stick broken for Marchand. Empty net. DeBrusque scores.
Brad's going to keep that broken stick. Marchand.
Icing on the cake for the Boston Bruins.
To DeBrusque. Empty net. 5-1. Five straight goals by the Bruins tonight. And here's the thing. Finally, it feels like the Bruins that should be out there in the front of the ice are supporting what's going on in goal at the back. Finally, it feels like it's finally coming together. No more worry about, like, are you going to give up a 3-1 win? Because here's the thing now. If you said, hey, gosh, the Bruins have a 3-1 lead in a series against Florida all over again, You know where that fifth game is? Right here. Right here. So if you're going to tell me that the Bruins can go back and recapture what they should have done last year and start it off now like this, it's the way to do it. I'm more comfortable with – here's the thing. If you expected all things to be what they were going to be in this series, you would have figured Bruins tired in this game one, they get that rest that they need, maybe Swayman couldn't continue the hot streak, everybody's just kind of on their high nerves from the last maybe the Bruins get their first one in game three. Now you almost feel like the Bruins can get their second win by game three because of tonight. Now, do I want them to win game two? Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to spend a whole night watching them just lay down. But now you have to feel like, wow, Florida can't say all the rest got them, you know, they were rusty. I didn't see that in the first period. Hell, they started off with a lead. Now, there's no excuse. Look, the Bruins just played 48 hours ago. They look just fine. The passing, still a little be desired, but nonetheless, on top of it from the start, this may be the Bruins team that you don't have to have the E word on anymore. You know what the E word is, Nico?
No, tell me, KJ.
Expectations. You realize this is the first series that there are no expectations from the Bruins?
First time in a long time, and I think they're better as underdogs.
It feels, you know what it feels like? It feels like Toronto a little bit. It's almost like it feels like Toronto. There are no expectations. I just want to be happy. This is the first time in at least three seasons there are no expectations of the Bruins in this series. None. So you can play loose. You can play free. You've got the hottest. You've got the hottest girl goalie. I'll be honest. If you put one of Jesus' disciples opposite goal of Swayman, Swayman still may outperform him. That's how hot the guy is. Nothing is getting by him. I know at one point I looked. He had like a 97%. I was like, damn. like that tells you a lot of shots are getting there and a lot of shots are getting stopped. Everything's pretty much getting stopped. And like I said, the one that he gave up, you can't really knock him because it was McAvoy's mistake. 617-779-7937, text line 37937. KJ late night here, WEEI, talking Bruins. They win 5-1, game one in their series against the Panthers. We'll hear from Jim Montgomery, other players as well, and what game two may look like. But now it's time to train.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boston Sports Original, on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. It's KJ Carson on WEEI.
Coyle follows up. Coyle has it. Finds the trailer. Shot scored! Carlo, the new dad! What a 24 hours it's been for Brandon Carlo! He gives the Bruins the 3-1 lead.
Somebody get Carlo the puck. Pasternak's going over to grab it for him now. What a shot from Carlo.
KJ Late Night WEEI. Bruins win 5-1, game one in their series matchup with Florida, a rematch of last year. And, well, some would say, well, you know, the Bruins won the first game last year. But remember, Florida had kind of backed in last year. The Bruins made them get a lot of confidence, took them all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. And then then Florida just got absolutely handled in the Cup last year. Remember by who, Nico?
Bruce Cassidy's Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, my gosh, right? That's what made last year hurt so much. It was kind of like, okay, everybody was ready for the setup for one of the greatest Bruin teams you've seen of all time. And the return of Cassidy against his old Bruins 1 year removed, and though he went, it was the closest thing. It was actually worse to me. It was worse than seeing Brady go to Tampa and win a Super Bowl, right? Because it wasn't like the Patriots were going to compete and try and beat Brady to win the Super Bowl. That was the whole idea with the Bruins last year, and it almost felt like going into Game 7 against Toronto, that had the Bruins lost, that they would be known as the biggest choke artists across all four major sports. I think there would have been, I can't think of anybody in the NBA that would compare to them, be like, man, they're just absolute chokes.
Without question, KJ. It would have been horrible for their reputation.
Baseball, who would it be? I can't think of who it would be in baseball. You know, football, maybe you'd say Buffalo would be in that mix, right? So literally the Bruins and the Buffalo Bills were going to be kind of in the same conversation. All that talent, can't get it done. Now they're starting to age, have to make some decisions. It's a great thing about an on-off button. If I have to cough, I can just push a button and you won't hear it. But choke. And that was just the feeling. And thank God Jim Montgomery said Pasta by name after game six. Pasta has to step up. Pasta scores the winning game in Toronto, scores the game winner in Toronto, against Toronto. And then first period tonight, he's the one that got the action going. Hell, he was even able to one to grab the puck for Brandon Carlo to give to his son. I mean, this is, if you're one of these universal law people, this is probably the greatest 3 days for Pasta in playoff history so far. And for the Bruins to be up 1-0 in this series against Florida, I'm here to tell you, I think the Bruins win it in six. Just because they won tonight. I felt like if the Bruins lost tonight, while even though, you know, the way series goes, you would think like, okay, they win the first two at home. They're supposed to. They're strong. They're number one seed. You got to come home and win two. But the Bruins have shown that they can lay down at home. So winning this first one puts the pressure on the Panthers to prove that they just weren't really a one-trick pony from last year, which is a real possibility. Ask the Bruins about that, right? Because that's what they've been viewed as. Like, yeah. I mean, even what was the narrative this whole regular season? Yeah, Don't ask me anything about the Bruins until we get to the playoffs. Don't ask me. Well, I feel better than I ever have because the expectations are off of them now. Off of them. 29 shots. 5 goals. Nearly 70 checks. Toughness. This is all you could ask for from this team. And then on top of that, I mean, I don't know if you saw some of the pregame when Brandon Carlo arrives, you see him hugging up the team is hugging him and everything. It's like something continues great to happen, right? Because imagine, because the baby was still going to be born today, but imagine if Brandon Carlo's son or daughter, I don't know if they've said, you know, if it's a boy or girl, congratulations either way, that your head is still kind of like, man, I can't believe we blew another 3-1 lead. And it's like, you have a son. Now I'm glad, I know you're joyous, but it feels so much better when your son's on the way and then you get to fly and join your teammates and you score? I think there's some magic pixie dust on this team right now, and that's needed. There are no expectations on the Bruins, and when you have no expectations, don't get me wrong, you expect to win. You believe you have a talent out there to win it all. But when the expectations are taken off of you, the burdens are taken off of you, you can play freely like Florida did last year. From the Bruins, they said, don't even talk about what our seed is. We're an 8 seed. Treat us, we're an 8 seed in this series, and we're here to do what was done to us last year. And think about what was going on last year at this time. Nothing. The goalie situation was a mess. You didn't know what it was going to be coming into this season. Omark was up out there pretty much hobbling. You're throwing Swayman at a last-ditch effort. Now, what are we talking about now? Omark is kicking his feet back like he's on an island enjoying the scene, as we all are, as Swayman is just absolutely going off. Fact, here he is.
I think we had a great start in general, which gets me going. I think my job is to stop the puck regardless of what kind of save it is, and we were fortunate to get that early save and getting pucks early to the net, so that was something that we could build on.
They made their push early in the third period, and Jim called the timeout. How much did that settle everybody down?
He knows the game so well. He knows when to have our bench, you know, take a timeout, and he has such a great sense of game management. And I think after that timeout, you could tell the momentum shifting, and I had no doubt in my mind our guys were going to respond the right way. And seeing the way they did it, that's just a testament to what kind of group we have and how we could stay in the moment and make sure that the next shift is our best shift.
Is there any talk of just, hey, let's take advantage of the fact that they had a layoff and you guys were just kind of rolling and grinding here, continuing on?
I'm not on the bench, so I didn't hear the message, but I could imagine what that would be, something like the message that was relayed. And they did a great job of that. And just hats off to the guys in front of me for having such a great feel and sense of the game and making sure that we're tilting the ice back towards our favor.
And then what about for you, just feeling good in this game after a long intense seven-game series?
I think it was important that we're taking our recovery really seriously, and I think our guys did a great job of using the momentum of that series and pushing forward and keeping our legs ready. And I was just so impressed by the way all of us just didn't take no for an answer. The physicality, the mental, and everything was so good to see. And I'm really excited for what's to come.
Yeah, when you're that hot, and that's very key what Jeremy Swayman said there. When the team came out with energy to start the game, that got him going. Back in the Toronto series, remember, it was like Swayman was providing all the energy and it just did not seem to transport to the other guys up the ice. I think that's over now. I think, and I'll be honest, I'll say this because I'm part of it as well. There's no noise louder for a pro athlete in any other city than Boston. They hear it. They feel it. Right? This is a very energized, what's the word? A vibe sending. Negative vibe send them, positive vibe send them as well, right? And you could think of examples, right? Like, think of these Tom Brady comebacks where all this vibe energy is like, oh, Tom, they left you more than 30 seconds above 2 minutes? Brother, you got this. And what happens? Tom does it, right? Like, at the roast last night, he was like, it's called a Tom Brady. Now, what it's really called is Bostonian energy. And it works negatively and positively. You can think about where, just think about how light these guys looked and felt, the hugs they gave each other at the end of game 7 in the locker room. Like, you would have thought they were bringing Lord Stanley out right then. But it's because they knew that the energy from the fan base was going to shift. And even some of that energy was like, well, you know, at least they didn't, you know, go down 3-1 in the first round again. Whatever happens in the second one, that'll be fine. I'll be okay with it as long as they give an effort. Guess what? They just won game 1, 5-1. So you know what the conversation is for the Panthers, right? Damn, is our goalie leaking? Well, are we leaking? Are we really? Are we Cinderella that's turned back into the pumpkin? Because this can really happen. You're an 8 seed last year. You did very well this year. Okay, cool. But now you've got to be. Now you're the hunted in the playoffs. It's a totally different game. Totally different game. I mean, they played against Washington in their opening round. Like, I mean, Washington's like, you know, thank you for coming out. I mean, they weren't getting anything. That was, I mean, that's like having scrimmage against JV for the most part. They weren't that team last year. They're not that team this year. The Bruins, best team in the world last year. This year, 1 point less than Florida. It came down to the final game of the season to determine who was number one and who was number two. And so now Florida is experiencing what it's like to be the hunted by the same team they hunted last year. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. KJ here, late night. WEEI. Bruins win 5-1. Game 2, Wednesday night. Yeah, there's no conversation about who's in goal. I think, Nick, I'll be honest, if someone taps swimming on the shoulder, like, hey, look, we have a game to play right now for the audience in the South Pacific. Are you ready to go? Ready to hit the ice. I mean, that guy is that hot. You can put him back out there right now. Just give him a Powerade or Gatorade or something. He'll be back out there. Get you 39 saves all over again. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing.
It's his net for sure. I don't think we'll even see Ullmark in this series, and we really shouldn't unless Swayman gets, you know, he shows that he's a little bit tired maybe in game 4 or something like that, but I think it's his net all the way. I don't think he wants to give it up, and This is the first time I think since Tim Thomas I felt confident in a Bruins goaltender in the playoffs. It's been a while.
Well, yeah, because Tuca was leaking, right? Yeah, Tuca would leak for you. If the Bruins win game 2, you might see Ullmark again in game 3.
That's possible. Yeah, we were talking about this about Sunday Skate, that Ullmark, if he comes in, it will be game 3.
Right. I mean, Swayman's that hot, and he's shown that he's not fatigued. And tonight was just as incredible as probably the game 6 battle that he had with Wall with Toronto, which was one of the great goalie games I've ever seen. That was just amazing. But Swayman just continues to be absolute boss. And then the other guys are starting to pick things up as well. After Carlo, who we'll hear from, Brandon Carlo, we'll hear from here shortly because I know he's gleaming from the podium right now. But Justin Brazeau comes in with the fourth goal, and here's his thoughts on what went on tonight.
You know, really supporting each other. So when we create a stall puck, we get it back. So I think that plays to our strength, and it's been good so far.
Justin, when you signed in the summer, did you envision anything like this?
No, I don't know. I mean, I always had the belief that I could be here and do this type of stuff. So, I wouldn't say I had no belief in it, but obviously it was a bit of a far fetch coming into the year just with an AHL deal. So I'm obviously extremely happy to be here.
What do you think has made you guys so successful in being able to respond really quickly? It seems like it's happened a couple times so far in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think after game 5 and 6, we did a good job of just talking it out and making sure that we focus on the next shift. I mean, no matter what happens out there, it's in the past, and just kind of looking forward and knowing that we can play with these guys, and you know we're a better team. So I think it's just kind of keep going like that.
Maybe you've addressed this already. You put on a good burst there from the blue line on your goal. Big guys generally aren't known for speed. It seemed like you had good leg speed there. Have you had to work on that?
Yeah, that's been something my entire career, I think. I've always been told that I'm not a good enough skater, so it's something I've always worked on. I still work on it to this day, so it was obviously nice to get that.
And how do you work on it?
I think it's just stuff off the ice in the summer. Obviously doing skating drills in the summer with the skills coaches and stuff like that. I think a big thing is, too, the more games you play, you kind of catch up to the pace. And if you don't, like, you're just going to be behind. So just kind of keeping up like that.
Sounds like it's more of a brain.
Yeah, I think it could be a little bit of a mental thing, too. Just I've kind of always found a way at whatever level I've played just to kind of fit in. So, I mean, I don't really know exactly what I do. I just, you know, in the gym and skating and stuff like that.
You've told me your hometown before. I know it's just south of the North Pole.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody watching there tonight, you think?
Yeah, I'm sure there was a few people. I had a lot of texts after Game 7. They weren't too happy with me being the Leafs, but I'm sure I had quite a few people watching back home.
Yeah. Where would they do that?
Probably just at home. I don't think there's any real bar or anything that would have the game on, but probably just at home, yeah.
What does it say about Lowry being able to make such an impact in really his short time being in the league?
Yeah, I mean, he's got so much confidence and so much skill. You know, he thinks every night he belongs, and he wants that opportunity to be in the big moment. So he's a great player, and he's a great kid, so I'm happy for him. Yeah, I mean, I think, like what I just said, he's got so much confidence in himself. He's going to get to this point just because of it, and he works so hard. He's come a long way, too, on the defensive side. I remember when he came in a couple years ago, he was more of an offensive guy. I mean, he still is, but, you know, he's cleaned that up a lot, and, you know, I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about each other and, like, just giving each other dap. You know, that's a different type of attitude that you want to see coming out of this Bruins team. Like, that expectation of being the epsilon, the number one, number two, all that stuff doesn't matter. You've beat a demon, and now you get to face the one who created the demon for you. And just an impressive turnout tonight. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Bruins win 5-1 in Sunrise, Florida. Let's go to Brett. Brett, thanks for calling WEI. You're on the air.
AJ, brother, what's happening? I love your energy tonight.
Do you like the name for the ride? We call him the Bayou Bruin. I want to call him the Bayou Bruin.
Listen, man, tough tusks. He was dealt a tough set of tusks. He looks like a 14-year-old British kid, and he's out there scoring goals for the Boston Bruins. God bless him.
Yeah, I mean, how many hockey players do you know from Louisiana? That's why I call the Bayou Bruin. That's gonna be his name. He's gonna be the purple bear, baby.
You're gonna be all right. The other thing I want to say is,
yeah,
look at Brandon Carlo coming off the plane. You talked about hugs in the locker room.
Yeah.
On Nesson, they were showing him just getting hugs from everybody, including Monty. Do you think Bruce Cassidy would do that, honestly?
Well, I don't know if him and Sweeney might have just been going at it before they stepped in the locker room. Probably not. Or maybe like, he might have been the one that needed a hug. But that's the other thing is, think about everybody, Brett. Think about what the conversation was after Game 5. Hey, does Jim Montgomery need to be fired? And I was thinking, wow, that's really crazy, because Jim Montgomery has pretty much given this team two of its best regular seasons in recent history, and nobody's talking about, is there a conversation about Sweeney? Does Cam Neely tap somebody on the shoulder? Right, but these were the conversations that were happening. Pasta had been missing, and it's like, okay, this thing is going on again. And all of a sudden, like you say, you see the guys hugging each other like they have just beat something major that's been a blockage in their life, and now they can play freely.
I completely agree, and I just think it's huge for, you know, the culture and the environment, and just to see them, again, embrace him literally and figuratively. And then he goes out and scores an effing goal.
Yo, you'll never touch that puck. No one who ever walks in this house will ever be able to touch that puck, right? That thing is going to be protected like the Lindbergh baby. Brett, thank you so much for the call.
The day his son is born, you can't write it. You can't script it. And Yeah, KJ, keep up the energy, brother, because we need it.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thanks for the call. Yeah. The Bayou Brewing, baby. That's got to be his need, because when you're young and you got that gumption, and let me tell you right now, who goes short side, shoots short side like that? That's balls right there. That's the shot of the playoffs. For the Bruins, at least. I'm not paying anybody else's shots. I know Connor McDavid has probably done some type of, you know, 540 spin and twisted it in with the splinter on his stick for the goal. I mean, gosh, the guy's amazing. But still, the energy and the camaraderie and the relaxation allowed these guys to play with no expectations on them tonight, and they ran the skates off of Florida. Here's Brandon Carlo, the new daddy.
Yeah, for sure. So after game seven, I was talking to Dusty, and he was in communications with my wife, and she had gone to the hospital at that point to, you know, get the process going with the baby. And so I met her over there, took the day, nothing really transpired. And then throughout the day, we ended up going through the whole process, and was fortunate enough to have a nice, healthy baby boy at around 3 o'clock last night. So thankful, so proud of my wife as well. And then, yeah, just hopped on a plane at 2 o'clock. I'm really thankful for the Bruins, the Jacobs as well, for how they handled the situation, Sweens, everybody. It was incredible, the support that they gave me, and enabled me to get down here as fast as possible. Definitely wanted to play, and I'm very happy I did. So great 24 hours and a lot of fun.
How much were you running just on pure adrenaline there tonight?
For sure. I kind of got my best amount of sleep on the plane ride down here. Thankful for the pregame nap. But, I mean, from game seven as well, you know, what all that transpired in that game, the emotions were high. And then moving forward, coming down here knowing that we had to kind of regroup and settle ourselves down to play this game tonight. And I felt like we did a good job of that.
Brandon, is this something, do you get the puck, and will you give that puck to your son someday? And in your mind, have you thought at all about what you might tell him about what this 24 hours was like?
Yeah, I haven't even thought about that yet, but definitely a 24 hours that I won't forget. I don't know. I think Pasta might have skated over and grabbed that puck for me. That would be pretty special to have, for sure. I don't score very often, so very cool experience for me, and, you know, there was a part played there by God, so very thankful.
Brandon, so was there any chance that the process could have gone into today? And
For sure. We sped it up as fast as we could. We were flipping her around, putting her upside down, whatever we could do to get that baby out of there. And it was great, because last night we finally fell asleep for like an hour. The doctor came in and said, all right, let's get this process going. And he popped out about 30 minutes later. So, to see his face and then just have a healthy wife and a healthy baby, I couldn't be more happy.
Brandon, congrats.
Thank you.
If you could take you through your goal, it seemed like you kind of were patient, mm-hmm. saw an opening, and how important was it to get that goal at the end of the period, because those are kind of backbreakers?
Yeah, for sure. I saw the play transpiring. Freddie did a fantastic job winning that foot race. CeCe got the puck, and I saw a lot of open ice in the middle, so just tried to fill that pocket, and he got his eyes up, saw me, caught it and shot it. You know, we've worked on that kind of play a lot in practice as defensemen, and coming through the neutral zone or through the middle of the zone like that, and I was able to see that pocket kind of in the top right, and thankful to put it in the right spot. It was a good goal moving forward for the momentum of the game, for sure. And from there, I feel like our team did a good job continuing to push and not sitting back on our heels.
Brandon, just
wow, he's a dad today, scores after flying and getting to the game 2 hours before the drop of the puck. Amazing. These are the positive energies. They're beyond the sport, right? These are the things that you say, you know what? I can't wait to get up and go do my job again tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday. You know, tomorrow's practice. I would actually go light on the practice. Just you guys probably need to just put on some sneakers for a little bit. You guys have been on skates for like the last 72 hours. But this is the energy that this team needs. This is the mojo that we have to set. Like, we could think about how this can all play out. You may potentially have the Rangers and the Bruins, the Celtics and the Knicks both playing to go to win championships. This is why it's important to get behind the Bruins right now. Now, I personally think that Carolina will beat the Rangers, but the Rangers are that story, right? Oh, they're a wagon. Nobody can touch them. They got everything. The goaltender, this, that, and everything. It's like, haven't we heard that story before? Do you know how electric it will be between here and New York City? We will be the Meccas. They will see an old-school Northeastern fight. The Bruins did their job tonight. Not only did they get one on the road, they got the most important one on the road, the first one. All right, we got to hear from, I'm calling him the Bayou Bruin, baby. Mason Lorai next. Plus, we'll try and see if we can get in Jim Montgomery before we get out of here. It's KJ Late Night here on WEEI. Thanks for
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Check it out.
We're back. It's KJ Carson on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Yeah! WEEI. Bruins all up in the Panthers. Kitty cat, 5-1. Game 2 Wednesday night. We'll hear from Jim Montgomery before we get out of here. Here he is.
Well, it was huge. We had a breakdown. And it, I mean, his battle level inspires and gives our bench a lot of energy. But I will say, like, I thought our effort was good. I thought we were physical. I don't think that our execution was close to where it needs to be.
Did you get what you hoped to get from Brown and Forbert, and Forbert in general? Is that you feel pretty good about just this, the story that he's been, that he's been able to come back the way he has?
Forbert came back or Brown came back?
Well, I'm asking, but you put them both in the lineup.
Yeah.
And then in Forbert's case, to have made it all the way back.
Forbert looked really confident. He was moving really well, the best we've seen him move, probably before his leg injury last January. So that was a pleasant surprise, and really happy for the young man because he's worked really hard and he's wanted to get back to where the spoke be and help us in this playoff run. Brown was good. He fits our identity of being physical and being hard. He did his job.
Jim, such an emotional high, you know, in Game 7. What did you see in the way that translated, kind of guys not running out of gas, really coming out the way they did? How did you think they did?
I thought our team, I think our confidence has gone to another level after pushing through the first round. And I think that that confidence makes you believe that you can. And it's a great place to be mentally. But like I said, we made a lot of mistakes. And if it's not for Jeremy Swayman, that would have been a lot closer game, and maybe they come out on top. Like, we didn't have enough scoring chances. Like, yeah, the score is not indicative of the way the game went.
Jim, too, if I can, the first one is you had to anticipate how they came out and that forecheck where they're hammering away. What were you saying in preparation of that, and what reversed it?
A lot of our pre-scout is based on what their team identity is, and their team identity is a press-up, hard man-on-man coverage team, and their forecheck's a huge part of that. For us, it's about matching that intensity with getting to our spots and having poise and winning physical battles, whether it's on walls or whether it's behind the goal line. But we got to win battles, you know, to be able to negate part of their team identity.
Yeah. And the other is the choice to go with Jeremy. You had talked this morning about neither of them has played that many games over a short period of time. Were you on the fence at all with that decision, and what sort of factored into it?
Well, we talked about it, you know, as a staff, and, you know, because of the emotional high of Game 7 and the travel, you know, we contemplated, you know, going with Omar because we have so much confidence in him, too. But when a guy is playing that well, it's like, don't outsmart yourself.
They not like us. Bruins win Game 1, 5-1 Game 2. I'll talk to you afterwards Wednesday night. Have a great Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.